This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. About 400,000 people live in the unincorporated parts of Bexar County. If you put that all together, that'd be the city the size of Waco. That's a lot of people without full-time fire department and police force, although there are volunteer fire departments out there and the sheriff's department, but it's not the same. Cities frequently annex areas outside them to bring that kind of growth under control. But then there's also tax revenue, property and sales tax. That's part of the equation why cities want to do that. Some people are saying that's what's behind the city of San Antonio's plan to annex the business parts of Sandy Oaks, just south of San Antonio, around 1604 and I-37. So we're talking about annexation and the city today, and we want to hear from you if you live out in this area, what you think about this plan. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And we are joined in the studio by John Duggan. He is the Director of Planning and Community Development of the Department for the City of San Antonio. Welcome to The Source, John.
Hello.
So, John, tell me the what's on the table right now for annexation for San Antonio.
Well, right now we're looking at four different study areas on the south side, south of 1604, south of 410 down to 1604. Some of that was within the area bounded by 37 and 35 going south and 410 on the north, 1604 on the south. A lot of that's in the City South Management Authority jurisdiction right now. And council adopted a study last year that looked at the effectiveness of the City South Management Authority and took the recommendation to go ahead and dissolve that authority and annex properties that would be beneficial to the city's future for economic growth, and then let the rest of the land go back into the county without the zoning jurisdiction that's existing there today.
This is an area that's been described as Sandy Oaks. Sandy Oaks is an unincorporated area. It's not a town, right?
That's right.
So, but there's talk of Sandy Oaks trying to incorporate.
Yes, they applied to the city for authorization to have a vote to incorporate. City Council heard that request a few weeks ago and authorized a certain portion of what they asked for, the area where most of the people live, to go ahead with the vote if they wished to, but did not approve the areas around 1604 and Interstate 37 where there's a lot of new commercial development.
So we're seeing a lot of growth out there on the south part of San Antonio in that area, 37, 1604, and what kind of growth is out there?
A lot of development related to shale, to the shale development to the south of the city. There's some firms like Halliburton that have started up that have rigs that have a lot of activity going down Highway 37.
So there's that big Halliburton building there, complex. That's not part of the city. That's outside of the city.
That's outside of the city right now.
And so if the city were to annex that, then that would be, they would pay a lot of property taxes, I would imagine.
They would pay property taxes after 3 years. Now, what we're looking at now is what we call limited purpose annexation. It's good for 3 years, 36 months. And in that time, we do very detailed planning studies and financial studies, capital improvement assessments to be sure that the new services that are going to be brought to the area are equal to similarly situated areas in the existing city. State law requires that. Everybody involved has a chance to have a say about it in terms of public dialogue, and we craft an area that makes sense for the future.
Now, the folks of Sandy Oaks, if they do incorporate, I mean, they would want to have that property in their little town because they would get that property income.
That's what they requested, but the city council did not agree with that part of the request.
Okay, so we're seeing a tussle between the folks there, and we're seeing a lot of growth, but they're kind of living in like maybe it's not well developed. It's a lot of people who are living in like what kind of homes? Like
they're mostly manufactured homes on well and septic. There's a lot of them there. There's about 1,000. And they have a small commercial area there at the Interstate Highway 37, and I think it's a Priest Road exit there. So that's the area that they're considering a vote on.
So if you are a listener, you're from that area, we want to hear from you. What do you think about plans to incorporate that area and the plans for the city of San Antonio to incorporate the business part of that that seems to be doing really well? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. So, John, you told me earlier that the city of San Antonio had dissolved the city south authority. What was that, and why did they dissolve that?
Well, they haven't yet. The City South Authority was set up about a decade ago to foster economic growth on the south side. In Texas, counties can't have zoning, and they don't have building permitting in the counties.
That's why we're running into problems out in the county.
Right, and the city wanted to foster growth. A lot of businesses wouldn't come in unless they had good zoning to protect them, unless they had some good building permits to be sure everything was done correctly. So a special district was set up. It's the only one in the state that allowed zoning in the county, and that was this authority. And there was a special zoning group set up, a special planning group set up, Board of Appeals, just for that. And so that was all set up with special plans to foster growth, and then the recession hit. A lot of that growth that was assumed didn't happen. Some did. A lot of planning was done. There's a lot of red tape required for new development approvals there, and a lot of people thought that was a detriment for growth there. So after a long assessment with the help of some consultants from Austin, the city council decided that it would be best to dissolve that in the future once the city had annexed those portions of the area where economic opportunity was greatest.
So the city south turned out to be a bureaucratic, a lot of red tape for the growth out there, not exactly what we were looking for. And so the city was able to dissolve that, and now the plan is to annex it to control that area.
Yes, the city will annex it and then dissolve the organization once the annexation goes into effect in January.
Okay, let's get a caller on the air. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This really is a show where you do want to hear a lot of callers because this is going to impact people's lives. Let's get Andy on the air. Andy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I hear what you're saying, but I've been here 30 years, 35 years in this area, and I'm right at the ridge of the city limits, and we're in the city limits. And they just brought us water. They didn't even have the sewer lines out here yet, and I'm in the city limits. And they're talking about trying to annex more out in areas where most people that have been living out here have been living out here for 50, 40, 50 years. And the county hasn't done much for us, and we don't think the county's going to give us anything. So I try to grab a little money there on the
So on the where are you in the county? Where are you, Andy?
I'm right next to the missions, Espada Mission.
Okay, and
this is right where they said that we got flooded on the river. they're grabbing only the part that they see that they can make money off of them, and everybody else has been out here for 30, 40, 50 years.
Okay. We're talking about the city of San Antonio's annexation plans, especially for the south of the city around Sandy Oaks. We want to hear from our listeners. The number is 614-8980. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the city of San Antonio's annexation plans. With me in the studio, John Duggan. He's the Director of Planning and Community Development for the city of San Antonio. Before we went to break, we were speaking with Andy. He was talking about his situation. He says he lives just outside the city of San Antonio, just annexed and around the Mission Espada area, so that's south of San Antonio. But he was talking, John, about how he does being annexed, he's not seeing water and sewer hookups. But that's not something that the city actually provides. Once you get annexed, you don't get those things.
Well, not necessarily. There'll be studies done to be sure that something's necessary there. Also, there's SAWS and CPS Energy have the overall authority and responsibility to provide those kinds of water service and energy service and sewer services. So they have their own plan and their own program of providing services. So it's sort of an assessment that needs to be done. The kinds of assessment the city will be doing in more detail will be necessity for parks, for areas for different kinds of fire services, police services, fire stations, increasing the level of service there, particularly to do with public safety. When an area is annexed, it has to be served to the level equal to existing similar cities, areas in the city right now.
Right. That's the rub. Once you get annexed by the city of San Antonio, you're going to be, after 3 years, you will start paying city taxes. And so you are deserving of the same level of police protection and fire services and first responder material as anyone else, anywhere else in the city, even if you're living next to a fire station, right?
Right. If you're in a suburban location, suburban level of services. If you're in an urban location, urban. If you're a rural area, then the rural level of service. It may be different, but it has to be a similar service to similarly situated and developed property.
Right. And that seems to be what people are saying. Well, you know, I want to make sure that this actually happens, particularly if with this area to the south of San Antonio that the city council was looking at providing. So would they? Is part of the plan to put a fire station out there to make that happen?
Or? Yes, that's being assessed right now. We'd have to build several fire stations to serve this entire area, and the cost and the benefit of doing that, where they might be located, that's part of the assessment that we'll be evaluating and clarifying over the next 36 months.
Okay, our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. The area of Sandy Oaks are talking about incorporating and to avoid being annexed by the city of San Antonio. There's a squabble about whether or not they could annex these businesses out there, but the city of San Antonio is going to annex those businesses. We certainly want to hear from folks out in that area about what they want to see happen. And now let's go back to the phones. The number is 614-8980, and Kristen is on the line. Kristen, welcome to The Source.
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. I am one of the people in one of the zones that's looking to be annexed at 1604 and 37, right out there by Halliburton. And we actually are on a small family farm down here. We raise chickens, we sell eggs, we have a dairy goat operation. And we've been expanding like crazy in the last year and a half or so, and we've got our sights set on eventually getting a commercial license for our dairy. But we're a very small local operation. We focus on organic methods and things like that. And this annexation would just be the death of our farm for future expansion just because of the building permits, the limitations and costs that would be placed on us by being annexed by the city. It would just be the end of a dream for us. So we're having a lot of issues with that and really upset about the whole prospect of it.
And so I understand there have been petitions that have been signed. Have you signed a petition?
Yes. We've been at council meetings, and the thing that just really blows me away about all this between myself and my neighbors and going to these meetings and seeing all of the people that live out here, not commercially, but just residentially or on small farms or on little ranches and things like that, there isn't a single one of them that's out there saying, yes, I can't wait to get a park. You know, nobody's looking at the benefits that are being offered as worth it because we're not getting a vote. We're just kind of getting swept aside with the desire to tax these big commercial operations out here. And the people who live here don't have a say in that. We don't get to vote, but we're just kind of in the way at this point.
Okay. Kristen, thank you so much. And, John, you wanted to respond to that.
Yes, Kristen. Thanks for calling in. I think you make a good point, particularly to do with the agricultural operations. If your property is appraised for agricultural or forest use, then you can sign a development agreement that's saying that the annexation would not be effective for your property for a decade. And there would be no permitting and none of the concerns that you've raised there about your agricultural operation and its future. We've sent out over 250 different letters to property owners who are appraised agricultural, and we're getting many of them back agreeing to that. And it could be extended after a decade if both parties agree to it. And that way you wouldn't be concerned, and basically the annexation would not affect that property.
So, Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So had you heard about this agreement that you could sign?
Yes, I have heard about the agreement. We're definitely watching our mailbox with bated breath, ready to see that and send it in. My concern, of course, at that point is leaving it up to sort of an ambiguous appraiser that would come out and maybe put it all on the line and say, yes, you're okay, or no, you're not, and having everything resting on that one decision is pretty nerve-wracking, whether it's for a 3-year limited purpose or for an actual 10-year exemption from it or not.
And it's kind of hard to build a business around a 10-year exemption, I would imagine.
Exactly. So, I mean, we were searching for this particular property for a very long time, and we have literally been here just over a year. And to really have our roots set in, and we've sunk literally thousands and thousands of dollars into livestock and fencing and shelters and everything else, and we've got a lot of big plans, but to really put it to a standstill because you're not sure whether or not a permit will be granted or maybe not, it lends a certain amount of just fear and uncertainty where in this kind of economy you can't afford to lose that kind of money in an operation when it all rests on the city's decision for you.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about what's happening with you out there. Appreciate that. Let's get another caller on the line. Jamie wants to join the conversation. Jamie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my question was regarding the development agreement. It's quite restrictive, and one of my questions was it limits any kind of building. It would be considered subdividing the land if somebody built a residence over 1,200 square feet. And what I'm wondering is how much negotiating room or how do we negotiate when we enter into an agreement as far as the details?
Okay, Jamie, thank you for that. Let's get John Duggan from the City of San Antonio to respond.
Well, the development agreement is the agreement. It's not a negotiated matter. Basically, you're agreeing.
So it's take it or leave it.
Yes.
Or there's no take it or leave it. This is it.
That's it. Basically, the idea here is that you're going to have an agricultural operation. It's not going to be commercial. It's not going to be subdivided for housing. It's not going to be, you know, something other than an agricultural operation. And what's required to be on that operation for the operation of the farm or the tree lot or whatever it is there that merits the agricultural assessment from the county.
So the idea is to keep people from putting like a colonia in the middle of this, like subdividing it illegally and putting little shanties in their land.
Right. You can put additions to a home. You can have for a family there, you can have some small, an additional unit there for a family unit to grow on the farm for a family farm. But it's not, you can have, you know, barns and other kinds of agricultural operations, but it's not to be subdivided for any commercial purpose.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Now let's get another caller on the air if you want to join the conversation. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We are talking about the annexation plans for the City of San Antonio, particularly at the south part of San Antonio, around 1604 and I-37. Chad joins us. Chad, welcome to The Source.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, I don't live out there, so let me just say that right up front. But, you know, I've seen something similar to this. My brother lived out in Somerset near the Toyota plant, and I think there was some kind of zoning stuff that went on, and it just was more hurtful than it was helpful. And the big promise there was, you know, big business would come, and, they would establish this whole economic boom in that area, and it just never happened. The other part of this is I own property in a historical district, and when they created the historical review board, it just became catastrophic to do anything with your property, so restrictive. I was levied with some time. I didn't actually have to pay the fine because I argued it, hired an attorney. But to do anything to my property that I had owned for 30 years, you know, it became a nightmare. And so when I hear John talking about, you know, doing things right in the community and making sure it's all done right, I don't think the city, you know, that board or that department are the best people to make those kind of decisions. I think they're in the position that they have to make them, but I think that there's other ways to do this, you know, without such bureaucratic red tape to do any of it. I know it's kind of a mixed bag of message I'm giving here, but, you know, it's just frustrating when I hear this. The other point is when I hear John talk about, well, we provide this service, CPS provides that service, water provides this service. You know, already I hear it going down the path like, well, we never got in the same room and really talked out a master plan and rolled out a master plan with all the entities in the same room communicating the same message. I just can see down the road where they're going to say, we're the city of San Antonio. We don't do that. And then we have this disconnect of service.
Okay, so Chad, you brought up a lot of good points, so I got to give John some time to respond to those. Thanks for calling. And so, John Duggan from the city of San Antonio.
Sure. The premise of the dissolution of the City South Authority is that there is a better way to foster the economic boom that was the purpose for setting it up in the first place. And that is basically to regulate it like similar areas in the city, changing the zoning, simplifying the processes, reducing the red tape, doing away with boards that are there now. So that's what's underway. I think that the residents made that clear to the public and to the legislature, to the city council. And so that's the process. The zone, the annexation here and the related zoning that goes with it is to help make that happen and to focus in on priority areas, not so much the entire area.
Well, you know, people, they live in these areas, and the areas become, there's a lot of growth out there, and the rules have to be there if people are going to live together. So someone doesn't put a 1,000-head pig farm right next to your house or some other type of business or that you don't want. Is that what, so the city is there and the ordinances and the rules are to provide stability and dependability and...
Right, and that's one of the benefits that people may not see initially of annexing, because the city can extend its zoning management control and building permitting into that area, and that's not the case in the county. There is no zoning. There is no building permitting and inspection, so it's anything can happen most anywhere, and no one will really know the quality of it.
All right, well, this is the developing story. We're going to keep an eye on it. The city of San Antonio, will be, how soon will these things actually come to the fore?
It'll be for the council on January 9th, their first meeting of the new year.
So this is going to become a big story. We're going to keep following it here on KSTX in our news department. I want to thank John Duggan, Director of Planning and Community Development Department for the city of San Antonio. All of our callers, thanks for your input. We're going to continue with The Source after this news break. We're going to be talking about the Department of Labor and books that talk about labor in the United States. Stay with us.